Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Net Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Net Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Net Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Are we live? Are we live?
We are live, Bruce.
Oh, we're live. Okay. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network. I didn't hear music. I didn't hear anything. VOC Nation Radio Network. This is pandemonium. This is the last time that you'll ever hear my voice on this network, aside from bumpers and commercials. And I'm happy to introduce the successor to Albert in the VOC Nation,
ew,
Nanny, who has done a fantastic job promoting the network on Twitter. I am unbelievably grateful for everything that you've done, and I think that the network, even without me, is going to have a bright future. And you, Brady, Eric, David, Dean Compton, there's a whole bunch of people that I couldn't thank on the 5 o'clock wrestling show, but I really do appreciate you, Nanny. You wear the blue VOC Nation literally on your sleeve, and I am happy that the last time people ever hear my voice, it'll be on your show.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to joke around and kind of cut you off that you were hosting the show and make it like, you know, an angle that it's like you quit VOC Wrestling Nation, had a whole show to yourself, and then you're going to start hosting this one.
No, I'm happy to walk away forever. I really, it's not in my, I have no passion to be on the air anymore. I fulfilled a childhood dream, and as much as people think that it's not true, I am walking away, and I'm not looking back, at least for the next couple years. When I make my millions at NetCarrier, and I can come back then and be a full-time VOC Nation person. But I'm sure it'll grow without me. You guys are so much better than I've been in the last couple years. So I am, I was a little emotional today. This is a big thing for me. This was a big part of my life.
Not to downplay it or anything, and I do believe you. I'm gonna say that to start that off. I do believe you, but it's like you quit. I think you quit more than I did.
Listen, I've yes, you know I'm an emotional man. I can say that, and almost every woman I've ever dated, they say that my emotions swing more than a woman on PMS.
Yes.
So I do. I can admit that, but I am done for good. There's too much stuff happening in my life, and I can't dedicate the time that I want. But I want to go out where I'm still, like, you know, doing this okay, and the network is thriving. I'd rather go out on top than fizzle out to where nobody's listening and nobody cares. So
that's understandable.
Yeah, that's
I'm not crying this time. You know, the first time I was a little bit emotional, got a little choked up, but now I'm just so numb that it's like you're actually leaving, and I'm just, I don't know if you saw my tweet before. I said, you know, there's so much I could say, but I'm just going to say thank you, Bruce. Completely numb.
I haven't looked at Twitter. I haven't looked at my emails. I'm ignoring Facebook posts. You know, I will say this. I was really moved by the fact I put that out on Facebook. And I really hadn't told anybody except for Brady and Lena obviously knew that I was giving it up. And so I put it out on Facebook, and there was like, 70 people who liked it, and I had like 55 comments, and it was really moving. And Nanny, I'm telling you the truth. It's emotional, and I haven't been at this place before where I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to not be on the air anymore. I'm ready to pass the torch, and I don't have the passion in it to do it well. So why not let somebody else that really does have the passion run the ship?
Yeah, I could understand that. I definitely understand that more than anyone, because that was me in February, and I mean I was just co-hosting. You know what I mean? So everyone kind of joked that I lost my smile, and I got a little bit upset, because that's kind of like a Markish thing to say. You know how I feel about that kind of stuff. But, you know, I could understand it. You know, if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. If you feel like you can't put 100% in, and, you know, you have a lot, you know, real life does get in the way no matter what it is. So,
Mean,
I understand you're walking away when you still have it in you to do that.
And that's the thing. So I wanted to do that, to walk away today, to not come back and not do it half-assed. And if I ever, you know, I mean, I'm not opposed to fill-in work. It's like I look at you know, some big radio personalities in Philadelphia where I've seen them walk away and then come back, and they do, you know, a show here and there to fill in for somebody else. And, you know, I'd have some fun doing that, but I really don't want to be the person that is the day-to-day in charge of the network, and everything relies on me. And I also don't want to disappoint people who listen on Wednesdays to, you know, my show, when we took VOC Wrestling Nation and we brought it, I said this on my show earlier today. The whole reason that we were successful and we blew up nationwide, worldwide, whatever you want to say, is that people got into our lives, and me and Namar and Albert and Eric, they listened, and David echoed this. They listened because they knew that they were listening to not just a wrestling show. They got our personality. They got my divorce, my dating life. They got all of the antics, and they felt like they were there with us, and they were friends with us. And that's a magic that I look back, and I just, you couldn't even recreate it if you tried because it was so natural. And I'm going to miss it, but I can't get that back, and maybe someday I can, but it's not now. And I just want to walk away and hold that memory and not be a shell of what I know I can be.
Understandable, but just know anytime there is a 215 number on the board, I'm not going to give out your whole phone number. You know, relax. Every time there will be a 215 number on the board, I will answer immediately and will not screen it. Unless it's Brady, then I will hang up on him. Just to,
Screw Brady.
I think he has the same. I'll give his number out on the air. That's fine. Not yours, though. I'm still a little protective of you.
Thank you. Well, we had some special moments, you know?
We do. We had quite a few interviews together. We had a lot of live shows together, literally in person, and the conventions, and a lot of fun stuff that did go on. So, you know, I consider you a friend. I do.
Yes.
Just don't lose touch now.
Yeah, I will be alive and around, and as long as I don't have to answer VOC Nation questions, I'm happy. I'm so happy to give up the reins. I never thought I would be happy to do this, but I am totally giving up the brand that I created to Brady, who was somebody that is a, you know, he was a very, very close friend. We fell apart, and now he's one of my close friends again. And it's a day that I never thought would be there, but I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to give it up, and I love you guys. And Nanny, you are a unique person, and I love you for that. You're so passionate and spirited, and I could probably never be in the same room as you for more than 2 hours because we tear each other's head off. But that's the reason that you're good at what you do, and I think you'll be great going forward.
I just have one VOC related question for you.
I will not lick your nipples.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Ew. Will you add this to Brady Hicks' Wikipedia page when you get home from church?
You know what? Listen, Nanny, to that point, I was so happy. Somebody alerted me to the fact that I made, and this is like, think about this as a kid. You know, you're a kid and you're a wrestling fan, and this is the whole surreal thing. If you Google, I Google my name, and I come up on Jimmy Hart Wikipedia page as the guy that drove him to Ohio. Like, that is good stuff. And I think I'm on Road Warrior Animals Wikipedia page, too. It's like,
oh, very.
You can't. Yeah, it's awesome stuff. But, yeah, I hope I make Brady's page. I want a fucking, I'm sorry. I want a stinking Wikipedia page.
I mean, I could be involved in the personal life section of a few people's pages, but I'd rather not. I think that the moment I make some sort of entry into Wikipedia is the day I have to disappear. Everybody
reports. Why, are you
that
saying that you would be
happen.
Sexually involved in multiple people's sites?
Ew. No, no, no. Ew.
I thought what we had was special. I'm just kidding. Is David there?
David is here. David is here.
Yes,
David.
I'm here listening to all your innuendos and your Wikipedia warnings, and I just say you just have to believe in yourself and you can get your own Wikipedia page.
I do not
I want
my
own Wikipedia page.
He does. Yes.
I was a
okay,
Philadelphia radio legend. How do I not have a page? I mean, I don't understand it. Brady has a page, but I took the Philadelphia market by storm, and it's like now I'm just forgotten. I'm this internet guy that somehow turned into a wrestling podcast guy, and now I'm just dead. I mean, not literally, hopefully. I don't have Ebola.
Oh, come on. Don't even joke like that with the Ebola. I was joking
somebody
about
out
Ebola
there
maybe 2 months ago, and now I feel bad.
Somebody out there make me a Wikipedia page. David, you're going to get your money back for Rob's computer. That failed. Nobody stepped up to the plate to give Rob a computer. If Rob's out there listening, I apologize again. I apologized on my show, too. But listen, I got to run, guys. I love you guys. It's been a pleasure. And I'm gone for real. And nobody will really miss me because I haven't been around for the last 6 months anyway.
I will. I'll miss you.
We'll miss you the once a season that you're on. So, you know, we figured you were due coming up for the winter, but you did close it out in the fall, so we'll miss you.
I want a guest appearance at some point in time.
Yes. Why don't you could always come on here.
I'll have
Let me talk to Booker to make sure that happens.
Back.
Just remember, the phone number is 855-VOC-RADIO. To all the people that do the 855-VOC-NATION, I don't know who's getting those calls, but it's not us. So with that, I officially pass the torch, and I'm gone forever. Thank you, Nanny, for having me on.
Thank you for having us on all the time on VOC Nation, Bruce. Thank you for everything, man.
Happy to give the platform, and one day, I will take you up on that offer, and I will lick your nipples.
Come on, I picture stuff. You know, I visualize everything that people say, and it's just, stop, no. No more.
All right. I won't lick your nipples. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bruce.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is Nanny, host of VOC Nation's Pandemonium. We are broadcasting live from the In The Room studios located in the Netcarrier and Cloud. And we are broadcasting live on VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Very excited about this show. Coach Kev and I had the privilege of pre-recording an interview with Karma on Monday. She, of course, is formerly of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor, and it was a pleasure to interview her. She is very, very real and very, very awesome. Awesome Kong, that is absolutely no exaggeration there. And she was a fun interview, and she was very, very real, and so I can't wait to play that for you guys. We're going to do that shortly. Coach Kev is at a meeting tonight, so King David Lane will be filling in for him. And the one and only King David Lane, the loyal and the royal King David Lane. I'm going to nutshell this real quick before we get into that interview, but for those of you who kind of fell off VOC Wrestling Nation, or, I mean, you all know the history of VOC Nation by now. Bruce Wirt, the CEO and owner of the network, stepped down today, and VOC Wrestling Nation was at 5 o'clock, as I had tweeted. He stepped down, and it's kind of hard to follow, but we're going to do a hell of a job following up that show because we have an interview with Karma, which was, again, awesome. There's a couple people that, with Bruce stepping down, I would like to thank because I know it's not about me, it's about him, and this is his network. However, he gave me a spot on this network, and VOC Nation did build itself. They started from the bottom, and now they're here, you know, that Drake song that I am just so uncool, guys. but without a couple of people's support, there is a chance that VOC Nation wouldn't have made it to the map, or it would have been a little bit more difficult. And I would like to thank those people because without them, I obviously wouldn't be here because VOC Nation was built before me, and I just kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and it was very, very easy. I mean, I do have some hard times. But a couple people that I would personally like to thank for their support of VOC Nation is the lovely Amber O'Neill at Amber O'Neill. She is the CEO of Arena Chicks, and she's a phenomenal wrestler. She's very, very awesome, very sweet, very down to earth. Shelly Martinez, obviously Funtime Shelly. She has her own show on here, which I actually heard. I'm terrible at listening to podcasts, but I heard hers, and I think that you guys should. So, VOCNation.com for that schedule. So, thank you, Shelly Martinez. She's a sweetheart. And also, Kevin Gill, at OG Kevin Gill. You guys know him from ICP Theater, from The Gathering of the Juggalos. He's a commentator. He's all over the place. He's in video games. And I met him. He's awesome. And he's actually a dear friend of mine. So thank you to Kevin Gill as well. A couple of those people.
I think that Bruce might have broken the studio when he did call in before. I'm joined right now by King David Lane. King.
You broke it. Everything's broken.
It is broken. And let me tell you, I had this whole show organized. Kev told me yesterday that he wasn't going to be able to make the show because he has a meeting with one of the promoters of JCW, Jersey Championship Wrestling, not Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Although I could picture Kevin in the ICP makeup. So I have...
I just assumed he always wears it.
KG is with the other JCW. Kevin Gill is with JCW Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Coach Kev is with the other JCW, Jersey Championship Wrestling. So I have to kind of throw in last names then and there for that kind of stuff. Which stinks, because it feels like name dropping when you say the entire name.
Nothing wrong with name dropping.
So, yeah, Coach Kev sent me a pre-recorded portion of the show, a little rant, a little grind my gears kind of thing that you guys can kind of think of. And, of course, King and I will comment on. We have that interview with Karma. We have a whole lot of stuff. And this was so organized, down to the T. And then it's like Bruce retires and then calls in, and it's just a mess. I swear it was organized.
Is grinding gears anything like licking nipples, or is that separate things?
You know, we're going to play it right now. We will not be grinding gears or licking nipples, but I'm going to play that little
speak
portion.
For yourself.
Yeah. Come on, King! Everybody today is just being... You know what? Bruce was PG on his show. He was rated G on his show. And then he comes on Pandemonium, and he drops a whole bunch of curse words and is very, very, very explicit. And now he's going to have the iTunes rating of being clean and... Pandemonium's going to be explicit. With Karma on it, so it's going to be very misleading.
Yeah, that's how we're going to get you on Wikipedia. You're going to be like the posted as the host of the Terrible Filthy podcast.
Oh, no.
With all kinds of wild language and pornographic language on it. And that's how you're going to make it.
You know what? Let's play that little grind gear segment right now. This is Coach Kev, who is not with us right now, but here is his little... Brandt, and we'll get to callers in a few minutes. You know what? We're going to air the interview at about 8 o'clock. So about 7 to 15 minutes, we'll be playing that because the calls are blowing up. I'm not going to ignore them. But here's Coach Kev telling us about what grinds his gears this week in wrestling.
You want to know what really, really grinds my gears about wrestling these days? The internet. How many times have I sat here and I've said the internet is killing wrestling? Between spoiler alerts, the pre-taping of SmackDown, and people putting the results online the same night it happens. So people now know what's going to happen on Friday. Meanwhile, it's only Tuesday night. It's just on and on and on. It's just the internet kills wrestling. And just recently... Monday Night Raw, we just had that classic reappearance of The Rock, blew the roof off the Barclays Center. One of the better hidden secrets WWE has done in a long time, even though it was last minute, but still well-kept secret. I wish they can do that all the time. He comes out, he confronts Rusev and Lana, does what The Rock does best, and he mans the mic, makes the fans laugh, throw some digs at Rusev, throw some digs at Lana. Everything's all fine and dandy. some fisticuffs, right, left, boom, Rusev's knocked out of the ring, and, you know, The Rock leaves the man on top. And then what happens? What do I see later on the internet, on Facebook? Someone was out at a restaurant and saw Brock, Rusev, and Lana having dinner together. So they took the picture with their camera phone and put it on Facebook. And before you knew it, it was all over the internet. And, you know, this did not happen in the 80s. Guys kept kayfabe. They did not go out to dinner together immediately after the match. They had places where only wrestlers go. The outside public were not allowed to be there. And if they were caught, they went into their routine, you know? It just, you can't sit here and shove this nonsense down people's throats about, you know, this storyline, that storyline, and this happens. And I know it's not WWE's fault. You know, people have camera phones. And, you know, back in the 80s, unless you were walking around with a disposable camera, or one of your little 9mm, you know, 9-volt battery cameras in your pocket, you weren't going to catch any of this happening. So if you did, it was like you told one person who told three people, and that was it. That's as far as it went. There was no Facebook and Instagram and all this nonsense out there for people to plaster pictures and graphics and storylines and spoilers. And I just don't understand why people can't just watch wrestling, enjoy it for what it is, entertainment, leave it alone, leave it at face value, and stop trying to be fake journalists, fake armchair reporters that are going to sit there and go, well, this person just sent this photo to me, and The Rock is having dinner at Rusev and Lana. So much for kayfabe. They're people. We all know it's entertainment. It's no different than Rocky Balboa, or Sylvester Stallone in this case, having dinner with Robert De Niro the night that their movie premiered, where they were fighting each other in the movie. It's no different. They're entertainers. Take it for what it's worth. Take it to value, face value. Entertainment. Stop trying to make it into something it's not. The internet is slowly killing wrestling. And the only thing that's going to save wrestling right now is to make some better gag orders on their talent and all their employees, because there's just way too many leaks and way too many wrestlers going on podcasts and leaking storylines and future storylines out there just because, you know, the podcast belongs to Stone Cold and JR and Jericho. They should not be allowed to go out there and tell people what's going to happen at WrestleMania 31. I'm sorry. It just ruins it for everybody else. And this is another reason why they need to get rid of 12 and 13 pay-per-views a year. I'd rather see a storyline built for 3 months and have 4 to 6 pay-per-views a year and have longer story build-ups than 28 days to build a storyline, and then we have to watch the same storyline for 4 straight pay-per-views. Does anybody really want to see John Cena versus Randy Orton for the 786,000th time? No. That is all, folks. So I hope you enjoyed this, what grinds my gears, the internet wrestling community. Later.
Of course, that was Coach Kev, who is at a meeting right now. So the lovely, well, no, not lovely. I'm not going to say lovely because I call Kev lovely. The royal, one and only King David Lane is filling in for him. And what a rant. I actually didn't listen to that before I uploaded it because I felt like if I had listened to it before, I would have maybe edited it down and because it was 5 minutes. But then again, no, because he's not on the show today. So, I mean, do you want to give your thoughts? Or I have Rob on the line. Maybe he can give his thoughts on it. What do you want to do, King?
I don't know. It kind of seemed like he was on both sides of the issue. He was like, the internet is ruining it. Don't be a fake journalist. But he understands that it's like, you know, wrestling is like a movie where they don't have to actually hate each other. So it's kind of like he was on both sides of the issue. He's like, don't ruin it by being a fake journalist. But I also understand that you can't, you know, they don't have to hate each other because it's not real life. So I couldn't really get to the point he was making because it was like he was making two separate points. I would say this, though. As far as personal stuff goes, I don't like for wrestlers to break kayfabe in that way. I'm the kind of person, I understand that they don't actually have to hate each other in real life. But at the same point, if two guys are feuding, I really don't want them hanging out. I at least want them to keep the illusion of the feud at least for a while. You know, maybe if this was a month after they had a pay-per-view match and all of a sudden the heat had died down, I wouldn't care. But I say in general, I would like that. I prefer wrestlers feuding each other, not hang out.
Well, I mean, they used to back in the old days because, I mean, they used to ride together. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't care. And if you got a picture with them, okay, fine. But there was no place to scan it. There was no place to upload it. You know, the clique used to travel together even when some of them were bad guys and some of them were good guys. So, you know, I don't really see a huge deal. But let's see what Rob thinks. Rob, what do you think of this whole thing?
You know, the thing about wrestling fans is a lot of them are gullible. They expect too much out of storylines. They expect too much out of, you know, the business. At the end of the day, people forget that, you know, it's entertainment. You know, as much as I hate to say it, I prefer it to be called wrestling. Okay, so you caught Rusev and Rock at dinner with Lana. Okay, you know, who cares? The object is you're supposed to be interested in the storyline, not the fact that you had dinner. And I can understand not breaking kayfabe. And I'll be honest, you know, throwing people off a little bit with that, it kind of takes away the interest of the storyline for the very passionate fans out there and stuff. Like, I'll give you as an example. Years ago, my dad wrestled. And he was asked to get involved in one of Sergeant Slaughter's matches at an independent show. And my dad went out there and started pummeling Slaughter a little bit. And you know, and then after that, he ended up taking a picture with him outside. And back then, fans were like, oh, okay, cool, no problem, you know. And nowadays, you got fans who are just, they think it's reality. And they got to understand, you know, a lot of what goes on in the business is scripted. The action is real. They will knock the crap out of you in the ring, but storyline.
It's still real to me, damn it!
See? That's what I'm talking about, passion. And, but, you know, it's, you know, I hear a lot of things about wrestlers doing interviews and stuff, talking about stuff behind the scenes and all that. And the fans don't question them then. All of a sudden, now we see a pic of Rock and Rusev and Lana, and now, oh, God, now let's blow everything out of proportion here. You know, so I understand not breaking kayfabe. I personally think that, like I said, that picture should never went on the Internet. I mean, okay, they had a pic together and stuff, but why are you showing it on the Internet after a feud just ensued in the ring before? You know, it's like, what the hell? But at the same time, fans also got to understand, you know, bottom line is if you believe wrestling is real, then you're an idiot. Because if it was a real fight between the two of them, one of them wouldn't be standing right now. You know? There'd be police. There'd be all kinds of stuff going down. And that goes for any match that you see. You know? It's maintaining professionalism, but at the same time, I can understand not breaking kayfabe. You know? It's hard sometimes, but at the same time, how you present yourself is what's going to either attract the fans or the fans reject you. That's my opinion.
And that's the bottom line.
By the way, are we sure this is like a new picture of them? Because I searched for pictures of them. There's a picture of them from like April 6th of this year. So is this the picture where...
I had said that. I said they took a picture at WrestleMania, I remember.
Yeah, so
Maybe it was. No one really knows when that picture was taken, if you think about it. All of a sudden, the picture showed up right after the feud happened between Lana, Rusev, and Rock. I mean, come on. How do we know that wasn't from WrestleMania? People just assumed. You know, the old saying goes, you can't spell the word assume without the word ass in it.
Everybody cursed it on the show. Even Rob just cursed on the show.
BG sucks, like Nanny.
Anything
and you
else,
know it.
anything else you want to say before we cut to a commercial? And I promised this Karma interview, and I was so excited about it, and yeah. I know that a lot of people are as well, so I kind of wanted to get to that as soon as possible.
I said what I needed to. I look forward to the Karma interview, and I will try calling you next week, guys. God bless.
God bless.
Bye, hon.
Bye, Rob. Again, that's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. So if you do call into the show, please hold your calls for a little bit, maybe till like 8:30. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. So if you do call in, you don't have to pay for it. We pay for it. It's amazing. Actually, Bruce pays for it, even though he is resigning. 855-862-7234. King, this is one hell of an unorganized show, even though I swear I have notes that it was supposed to be organized.
Well, you know, you've been slacking in your duties, so maybe it's time we wish you the best in your future endeavors. We can just retire this whole Wednesday night thing, and we just, like, you know, do next man up, you know? Get rid of Bruce, get rid of Nanny, and all new Wednesday night programming.
Hmm.
Red Boy's looking, Racket Boy's looking for something to do, so...
Before we take commercial break, anything else that you want to say until you have to hold it till after the interview?
Well, there is an aspect of this whole Rusev Rock thing. If that picture was taken recently, we have to consider that the Rock is a traitor and he's turned his back on his country. This could be a Sergeant Slaughter type situation from, you know, 25 years ago. So we have to make sure that the Rock is still on Team America, you know?
Yeah, we got to make sure. You're right.
Yeah, because remember, he was like the first person who knew when Osama bin Laden was assassinated. He was like tweeting about it before anybody else had even announced it. So this could be a major leak of information because he has very high up there sources. So I'm starting to get concerned about this. I'm going to have to do some research.
Well, you could actually do it now. Let's do some research now while we have the time. Again, that's 855-862-7234. We'll get to calls in a little bit after I play this amazing Karma interview. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into that pre-recorded interview with Karma. Of course, Kia Stevens, formerly known as Karma. We'll get into that's pre-recorded as well. She gives the reason for that. You know, also known as Amazing Kong, Awesome Kong, and let me tell you, those two names are deserved, are very, very deserved, and not egotistical at all, because she is awesome and she's amazing. So that's 855-862-7234. Follow us on Twitter, at Muppets, at King David Lane, at Damage Athletics, that's Kev, and at Bruce VOC for, I don't know if he's going to change his name now, because he is the voice of choice, but I don't know what's going on, but that is his handle on Twitter. And also at VOC Nation on the other side of the break, that Karma interview that everybody has been waiting for. So please stay tuned.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio.
Shut up.
Polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event?
Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-BOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
And we are live on VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. Of course, this is your host, Nanny of Pandemonium. And let me tell you, it is so hard to find these sound files once people hang up from the studio. I am looking for the file of Karma, and it is very, very, very difficult to find. So I am trying my best right now to do that, because once people hang up their calls, it's very difficult to see the board. So I am struggling with that right now, even though I am trying not to. Anyway, so Coach Kev and I had the pleasure of interviewing Karma, of course, also known as Amazing Kong and Awesome Kong, formerly of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor. We interviewed her on Monday, so without further ado, I will play that interview for you. So please hold your calls until the interview has completed. It's cut up into two portions, so don't just close out the website as soon as you hear a commercial, because it will continue. So again, that's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. Hold all calls until, or at least hang on until the interview is done. Without further ado, here is Coach Kev and my interview with Karma. So please enjoy.
At this time, we'd like to welcome in our guest, former TNA Knockouts champion, former NWA Women's champion, Karma. Welcome to the show, Karma.
Thank you very much. Formerly known as Karma. I don't want the office to give you a call, Kevin, and doing you some damage,
yes,
for 365 days there.
Yeah, we don't need them busting down my door with no legal lawsuits or anything, but... Okay, Nancy, I'm going to let you open up with your first question.
Okay, so here we go. I know that one thing about you is you're very, very honest. I've seen the shoot interviews, and I've seen that you're not really a 24-hour gimmick. You're three-dimensional, as opposed to some other people. I wanted to know, if you were still in the WWE, would you have declined or been ecstatic about being part of Total Divas if they had offered it to you?
Oh, yeah. I definitely would have. However, I think... like you said, I'm very honest, and sometimes I'm honest to a fault where I should edit myself. Mm-hmm. And I usually don't, because I just find that you feel better when you just, you know, live in the moment and be true to yourself. Because I own self-be true. And I don't know if they could handle me, because I'm like... The for real, you know, the what's her name, the Teresa, Judici flipping tables, Judici flipping, she ain't got nothing on what goes on in my everyday life, because, you know, I go from 0 to 60 in a second. if it's warranted. You know, if it's warranted, then if it's honest, you put on that green light where you have totally just crossed the line, then I'm going to put you in your place. And I don't know if they're ready for me because I turned it out. I mean, I turned stuff out. I will turn out the whole building. People usually read about, you know, like you guys have read a few things I've done in my past and I'm not proud of, but it was warranted. We all know that, you know, certain people have things coming. So, just saying. I don't know. I'm not with the new. I like reality, but I think it's lately reality has been not so real, and I'm real, and I would insist that things be like for real issues, because there are things and issues that people need to talk about that people would relate to and flock to, and viewers would talk to men, you know. Any of those issues, they would relate to them.
Okay. Fair enough. Scary, but fair. I had a question for you. Do you regret at any point while you were with WWE not, you know, either been given a chance or just having the WWE Women's title as yours, around your waist? Because everywhere you've been, you've dominated and you've won, and you know, everybody says they strive to be in the WWE. You were there, but you really didn't get a chance to peak.
I don't know, regret. I don't know if regret is the right word. I'm such a grateful person that I think that if I weren't such a grateful person, I'd still be there. I was so grateful just to have been there that might have been part of the problem, where I was just grateful to go through Gorilla for my very first debut, and that little piece was fine with me, and that's all I asked for a month before my debut. I turned to my fiance and say, all I want to do is walk down the ramp. All I want to do is walk down the ramp at WWE, and my life is complete. And that's kind of all I did. So be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. I don't know if regret's a strong word, but I'm pretty confident that had I had a longer run, that I would have had that built across my shoulder. I'm extremely confident that would have happened.
I agree with that.
And so are you.
Nancy?
What or who inspired you to be a wrestler?
So many things. Just wrestling in general. Trish Stratus was a big final influence. Like her performance, and I've said this in many interviews, watching her and her progress in the ring made me believe I could go in there and do it as well. And so watching her made me go, okay, I'm going to actually do something. I'm in my 20s. I've got a lucrative career in business. I could take my 20s and just, you know, gamble with a few of these years, a few of my young years, see what I can do with them and, you know, dream chase. And that's what I did. I just said, I'm going to take my 20s and dream chase with them, and why not? That's what your 20s are for.
Yeah.
And it was like a joke gone way too far that just kept going and going, and then eventually evolved into a really nice career.
Okay. I mean, as far as, like, Trish Stratus, I mean, I guess she wasn't really a wrestler when she got there. She kind of learned her craft.
She learned her craft. You know, I was a big fan in the 80s, you know, watching every Saturday with my brother, who used to torture me in the living room every Saturday morning with, you know, the Camel Clutch, which is why I incorporate it into my repertoire sometimes. People don't know that. Some people do. And I was a big fan, you know, with, you know, the Attitude Era, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin. When everybody's watching WCW, I was watching WWE. WWF at the time, fanatically. That's all I would watch. And I would watch for Stone Cold Steve Austin only, and then The Rock, and then Mick Foley, and then, you know, next thing you know, McMahon bought WCW, and it was just awesome. But it was Trish, and watching her, because she wasn't that good at first. It was kind of cringeworthy. But she got so good so fast. And you could just see it from week to week, and it was extremely inspirational.
I agree there. One of my questions is that you mentioned the Attitude Era and the merger of the two companies. With today's products and basically Vince McMahon really having no competition, do you feel now that hurts WWE because they don't have a bar to try to raise to?
Oh, I disagree. I think they have a big bar to raise to. They may not have... You may have the corner of wrestling. They've got that corner, but as far as entertainment, there's so many outlets of entertainment available today. They have a lot of competition. I mean, YouTube in itself is competition. You know, people carry around their TVs in their pockets nowadays. Gone are the days where you had 12 channels and wrestling was featured on one of them. So wrestling is a... We have a lot of competition nowadays to grab the attention of, you know, viewers and the youth and to maintain a fan base. They haven't gotten lazy just because they have wrestling in their pockets. They still, you know, do a lot of work to keep their viewers.
Okay. Nance?
You've been in Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE. You've been in Japan. Wanted to know, what was the most satisfying moment or experience in your career thus far?
That's an unfair question. It's hard to measure them because each moment in each part of my life meant something different. You're about to make me cry. And don't you dare. But, like with my TNA... Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Give it again. With my TNA debut, that was extremely important because I gained a lot of, you know, fame in Japan, but I came home and, you know, I wasn't famous in America. So, debuting in on TNA, on American television, while my mom, you know, was still alive, because she died extremely shortly after, like, barely a month after I got the belt there, and after I debuted. I debuted in October, she died in February. So she was able to see, they smuggled her out of the hospital, and she was able to see my American television debut. That was extremely important to me. Had she still lived, then I would say the Royal Rumble, of course. It was an awesome experience. I mean, go on.
Okay.
The Royal Rumble, you were one of the only females to ever do that.
One of three, and the first black female, you know. I was going to say that, because, you know.
No, absolutely.
The first one, it pays me back today. When it comes to the Royal Rumble.
Piece of history,
yeah.
Absolutely.
There it is. So in a few years when they do African American history, they better put my picture up there. Karma, first African American female participating in the Royal Rumble.
All right, here's a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, you know, so far I guess we haven't.
Bring it on.
Do you plan on making... Or is there a return to the WWE in your future?
I think the window on that possibility is getting shorter and shorter as the month and, you know, years go by. I do have an injury that I've been working against to bulging disc. I am due to get a surgery real soon to shave some of that herniation off and bulging off those two discs. And we'll see after that. After that, then it's very, very possible because I've been very transparent that WWE said, get healthy, come back, doors open.
Well, you kind of made a promise, and a lot of people...
a lot of people,
you know, are going to want you to, you know, keep up this promise. You told the Bellas that they're still there when you get back. They're still there.
It's awesome that everyone remembers that, and it's always brought up to me. And I would love to go back and give them their comeuppance. even though they're faced right now. But it's not up to me. It's actually up to you and your viewers and listeners and what you guys do. People keep asking me when I'm on top of that. I'm like, well, go ask New York. Go ask WWE when I'm coming back. I don't have an answer for you. I'd be there tomorrow if I could. There are certain things, like I said, with my injury, I need to take care of that. And there were other things, emotional issues that needed to be dealt with and addressed, and I needed some time off. I needed to be released and to address some personal issues. And while those personal issues have been addressed, there is still the lingering physical issue. And that's the only loose end to tie up.
Fair enough.
Do not touch that iPad. Do not touch that iPhone. Do not touch that Android. Do not touch that BlackBerry. Do not touch that laptop. Do not touch that desktop. On the other side of the break, we will continue this interview with Karma. Again, we are sponsored by NetCarrier. It's 855-862-7234. To get in touch with the show, after the commercial break, we'll get back to part two of our interview with Karma. Again, that's Coach Kev and I had pre-recorded an interview with Karma on Monday when everybody else was watching Raw and at Raw in Brooklyn and losing their minds as The Rock came out. So this is what we were doing, and I do not regret it. It's 855-862-7234. Again, on the other side, we will hear the rest of what Karma has to say. So stay tuned.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 5639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
the godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back on VOC Nation's Pandemonium. We are streaming live exclusively from thebradyhicks.com and vocnation.com, and we are broadcasting live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud. My guest co-host today is King David Lane, and Coach Kev and I had pre-recorded an interview with Karma, so here is the last portion of that, so please enjoy.
I had asked listeners and I tweeted everybody to if they wanted to have their questions answered by you. A lot of people were asking where you are now and what's the next chapter of your career.
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Today I launched a Kickstarter, and your listeners can look it up by going to my Twitter page at Karma, K-H-A-R-M-A. And it's a website I'm raising money for, which tracks good deeds. So if you were to do a good deed for someone and write down or stamp, give them a slip, so if you bought a cup of coffee and put the stamp of the website on there, they'd be able to enter your personal serial number into the website and say, hey, you know, this person bought me a cup of coffee, it was cool, brightened my day, X, Y, and Z, and then pass on, you know, that good deed, and you'd be able to see how far your good deed goes through my website.
That's interesting.
Wow.
That's different.
I hope so. I'm hoping that, you know, somebody buys a cup of coffee and gives someone an umbrella who needs it in the rain, that turns into a big tip for a waitress, that turns into a really nice present for, you know, Toys for Tots, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I had actually Google searched merchandise, Karma merchandise, or, you know, Amazing Kong merchandise. Do you have a store anywhere, or is it just when you're appearing somewhere you have merch with you? Or, because I know a lot of people are going to ask about that, too.
Usually when I'm appearing somewhere, I have merch with me. There are a few eBay links that people can search. I think I am Mean Queen Kong on eBay. But right now I'll be giving a lot of merch as rewards on my Kickstarter page. So I'm encouraging everyone to do a good deed and help me build this site so we can make the world a little less crappier.
Of course, I'm sure that Nancy will add the link to our the VOC Nation's Pandemonium page and get the word out, because we like to help our guests any way possible.
I will spam people, basically.
Yeah, she will. She will spam them.
I will nag.
But now, as far as social media, you mentioned that you're on Twitter at Karma. Are you anywhere else? Do you have an official Facebook page or a Facebook fan page that's run by somebody that, you know, you're in control of?
Yes, I have the Kia Stevens Project on Facebook. And I have a MySpace page, but no one's on MySpace anymore.
Oh, my God, MySpace.
Oh, no, I can't even find mine.
I went on there the other night just for giggles, and it was so hilarious because it's a totally different layout. And I'm like, hello. I think I'm going to do MySpace, like, Mondays, and, like, trying to get everybody to come back to MySpace to kick it for every Monday. See what happens if we can get back to one again. I used to like MySpace. It was cute.
It was fun back in the day.
I'm starting a YouTube page later this week where we'll be doing, actually doing good deeds that we think of, my, me and my team think of, and people send in, and we'll be putting that on the YouTube page. And everything will be available through the Kia Stevens Project on Facebook and through my Twitter page, Karma, K-H-A-R-M-A. Very, very excited about it. I want to be a good doer for the world. I mean, you know, I ask myself what I would do. What would I be if I wasn't a wrestler? I want to just do good. That's it. I want to be the Johnny Appleseed of the deep.
That's an interesting comparison. As far as I know, you said you're nursing an injury right now, but are you currently involved in any independent circuits that you're just maybe making personal appearances for meet and greets, not so much wrestling right now?
Yes, I'm usually, since I live in Florida, I'm usually, you can find me at Shine Wrestling a lot. Coming up, I'll be in the Carolinas for WrestleCade. I'll be facing Lady Tappa, which everyone seems to be extremely excited about, including myself. I think it's going to be epic. My fiancé hates the word epic, but I think that's epic. And I think that's it for the year. Yeah, it'll be a slow year.
All right. So,
cold already.
I know Shimmer has a Facebook page, so everybody can check that out.
Shine.
I'm sorry.
For the young folks, I'm with Shine. I was Shine right now in Tampa.
Okay, Shine.
Chicago.
That was my era because I'm reading other
Shimmer
stuff.
Shimmer is a sister company though, and shouts out, I am a Shimmer OG.
Oh, okay. Nance, you have anything else?
One of our listeners had asked, "What was the best advice that your trainers have given you as far as the wrestling business goes?"
When you don't know what to do, punch them in the face.
Life motto.
That's the best idea I ever got, because there's plenty of times where I'm like, oh, that's me. I'm just going to punch you in the face.
I think I'm going to use that at work tomorrow.
I'm going to use that from now on and say, you know, I was interviewing Karma and she said, hey, if you don't know what to do, just punch somebody in the face. I'm going to use that.
Yes, please.
We'll just say that, you know, Karma is not legally obligated for any consequences to my action. I
have not.
I punch on my own.
Punch him in the face.
I'll just say I'm easily influenced, and I punch on my own.
I took it literally. I'll say that.
Oh, man. Okay. Kia, I appreciate your time. Appreciate you giving us a call. And, you know, we hope that you rehab quickly and get back into the ring doing the things you love. And we definitely hope to see you mainstream WWE again and fulfilling that promise and maybe lifting that title over your head.
Thank you so much. Me too. I'm going to work hard to make that happen for everybody.
I do have one request, though. If you get back to the WWE, and whoever happens to be the Divas, and I do it with air quotes, the Divas champion, can you please do me a favor, take that belt, break it over your knee, and request a women's championship title, please?
Oh, the butterfly belt?
Oh, please, just throw it in the garbage.
All right, I've never told anyone this, but I actually already have a belt drafted up of what my belt would look like if I were ever WWE.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
Please go back.
Badass. Yeah, oh. It's badass.
Please go back. She's like The Rock. You know, she just wins the title, makes her own, and then she'll leave.
I've said this in one other interview. I do not care for the butterfly title, and it would not go with my persona, and I would insist that I have my own damn belt, and I would totally push the design I have in my head and the vision I have in my head, because I think it would sell like hotcakes in stores.
Good, because the butterfly belt looks like a belt buckle, and I just
oh, no.
I, I hate it.
You will be throwing it. What did you say? Break it over my knee. I'm throwing it in the fires of Mordor. I'm melting it down.
Yeah, you got to do something like how Medusa dropped the title into the garbage bill. You got to go one up on her.
I don't tell her to do that.
No, she's got to one up
that.
She's got to break it over her knee, snap in half.
I would seriously melt it down and use the parts for my new belt.
Yeah, see, I love it already. I can just see that promo now. Just this gooey metal dripping.
Felt and molten lava.
It's not a White House petition.
Reforged it.
Oh, I love it. All right. See, now we want you to come back even more. But again, appreciate your time and get well soon. And hopefully we'll see you on TV. And enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. And thank you to all your listeners.
And we are back to the live show on Pandemonium, VOC Nation's Pandemonium, broadcasting live from the In the Room studios from VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. So, King, this has been a fun show.
Yeah, other than you breaking everything and, and your disorganization of everything and your lack of planning.
Yeah, you knew I had it planned even from last night. Coach Kev texted me saying, hey, I can't do the actual live show tomorrow. I have a meeting with the guy from JCW. So I said, okay. I said, I will text King immediately. Like, we had this all together. We had this completely organized. I had the sound files ready to go since an hour after we recorded it. Actually, we recorded it at 8:30. On Monday, and I had it ready to go, and I didn't even know about The Rock. Kev texted me and was like, oh my God, The Rock. I said, what? And he goes, The Rock, he's on Raw. I said, thanks a lot, you jerk. Like, I didn't, actually, I don't care about spoilers, but I just want to call people a jerk when and if I can. Anyway, so we had this all organized.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to go to that show?
But don't even. My friend texted me about 2 months ago, a month ago, and says, hey, you want to go to Raw? It's in Brooklyn. And I said, no. I said, I'm all right. Like, I'm fine. Like, I love indie shows. Have yet to go to a WWE show. And a funny little story about that is that I bought WrestleMania 20 tickets back when I was 20. And I bought the tickets, and it was two tickets. It was one for me, and it was one for what I thought was my best guy friend. I had a huge crush on him. Like, I was friend-zoned hardcore. And I had fifth row tickets to WrestleMania 20. And if you could imagine WrestleMania 20. No. Shut up, King. and I had the tickets. And he booked a vacation to Cancun instead that day. So instead of saying, hey, I'm just going to grab my brother, we're going to go to WrestleMania 20, I was just so devastated that I sold the tickets on eBay. And I had paid a couple grand for those tickets because it was fifth row, was WrestleMania 20, Madison Square Garden, and don't remind me. And actually, the guy follows me on Twitter, which is kind of weird. And I block him, and then I feel bad, so I unblock him and let him follow me. But yeah, it's so weird. But
that's the best revenge.
Yes.
When somebody friend zones you and then they follow you on Twitter, that's like the best revenge. That's like the ultimate thing.
He listens to the show too. I have seen his phone call show up in the studio, and I said, "Wait a minute, that number sounds familiar." So I just kind of hit it into my phone, and it said, his name. And I said, this is way too weird for me. This is way too weird. So I don't follow him back. So I guess I win. He might be listening to the show right now, so my apologies, but at least I didn't mention your name, and this is not anything crazy. But yeah, and then, last year someone had asked me, hey, you want to go to Raw? And I said no. And then a couple months ago, hey, you want to go to Raw? It's in Brooklyn, Barclays Center, and I said no. And then the person even texted me Sunday night and said, hey, do you want to go to Raw? I still have a ticket, and I said no. This is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens in my life.
You don't plan things out very well, do you? If I'm not mistaken, you told me you were going to use half your ass on this show tonight, and it really, that's what happened. You were planning not to put any effort in, and you're just going to, wing it, and that's what happens. You need to plan better in the future is what I'm saying.
I know. And speaking of planning, I just kind of gave this poor gentleman a rant. Harry, how are you?
Oh, Nanny. It sounds like we're both having a messed up evening.
What happened to your show? Because you had called earlier, and then, like I said, Bruce kind of, called into the show and just made a mess, and I had thought, I even tweeted you, hey, we'll take calls in the beginning of the show. We'll do that, because I know a lot of listeners did want to call in and just, use the first 10 minutes to call in. And that, of course, went off the rails. So what happened with your show?
Well, Kenny Boland, the guy that I'm actually do the show with, has actually speculated that Jim Cornette has something to do with the technical difficulties that we have. But, I'm just not a technology guy, so had a little bit of problem on my laptop. We've rearranged, but hey, at least I got to join you guys in the end.
I think I broke your thing too. Maybe it was me. Maybe it wasn't Jim Cornette. It was me all along.
Well, I don't want to blame you because I like you. I want to blame Hicks. Kenny said it was Cornette, so I'm going to say we're going to have Hicks and Cornette face off, and the winner is the loser, and the loser is Brady.
Yes. He's actually kind of He's the boss. So if I wanted to be a complete mark and compare it to wrestling, since this is supposed to be a wrestling show, I could say that he's now the Vince McMahon to my Stone Cold. Because things are about to heat up. Things will heat up. And, I don't really broadcast certain things or play into things. There's no angles here. I don't do angles. I'm not
broadcast.
A wrestler. I don't shut up, King. But me and Brady aren't exactly the biggest fans of each other. And, we're about to set fire to this whole thing.
Well, before Brady actually came over to the VOC, before the merger, I was in your shoes, Nanny, and I can say that you are going to have a lot of fun in that spot. And, when I decided that I was going to call in tonight, I know you had your interview with Karma, which, I only caught a couple of minutes, but still sounded great. I look forward
she's
to hearing
awesome.
The podcast. But,
she is awesome. And actually, I want to apologize to the listeners for the audio quality, because I actually called into Coach Kev's studios to do that interview because I couldn't use VOC studios because there was a show going on. And my phone call to the show, I actually couldn't hear what Karma was saying while I was doing the show. So I actually wanted to apologize to Karma, too. I kind of sounded like a heartless son of a gun because she was talking about her mother and everything. And I feel so bad because I couldn't hear what she was saying while we were live. And it wasn't until I was listening to the audio file to cut it down for this show that, I was like, I just sound so heartless that I'm not even reacting to what she's saying. But for someone that couldn't hear what she was saying and interacting with her, I think I did an okay job.
I'm pretty sure you probably did as well. I mean, I'm going to listen back to that tomorrow, probably on the way to work, keep myself amused. But, I wanted to say one thing, and that is the fact, it's kind of bouncing off of what Bruce said earlier on, and that is the fact that, he's gone now. You guys are going to be taking this thing forward. It's no secret, I'm no part of VOC, but I'm friends with all you guys, everyone except Hicks. We don't want to keep bringing him up, but, everyone's got a problem with him. But, no, I like all you guys, and I want to see everyone succeed, go forward. We all want to really take this whole wrestling world, radio world, whatever we're doing, take it by the, what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave the dirty puns to you guys, but we'll take it by the two stones. And, we're really going to take it far. But when Bruce said, it's people like you, people like David, who, you guys really shine, you really embody what the VOC is. It's you guys that have brought me in. You guys that have made me interested in what you're doing. You guys that really are, no pun intended, from the great one. You guys are great. So, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of this, to call in every week, to be up ridiculously late. And, you know, I'm happy to always support you guys. You're doing a great job, and if you ever put yourself down again, I'll make Hicks pay for it.
Thank you, Harry. That we do appreciate that.
That's
and
right.
I always mention that, you know, as the listeners, I mean, you guys don't really have to listen to us. You don't have to interact with us, and I think that that is just absolutely so amazing. But King David Lane helps me a lot as far as the show goes and as far as the network goes. When Coach Kev is absent, he has never said no to me, King. King, you have never said no to me.
Well, I think we need to let the secret out on the show.
You slut.
The fact is, Nanny is abusive. She hits me. And I try not to hit her back because I know it would hurt her if I did. But it's emotionally abusive because she knows I don't want to hit her back. And it's just sad. And I just feel glad now that I had the courage to say that out loud.
We're very proud of you for making that step.
At least he didn't mention how I make him dress in the panda suit. And I blast the heat full blast in the studios every Wednesday.
Nanny's sexy time is a different issue. One problem at a time.
So, Harry, any other thoughts before I let you go and I let Rat Boy on the show?
Well, you worded that a bit wrong. I mean, you said before you let Rat Boy on the show, shouldn't you really be asking me to stay if Rat Boy's trying to get on the show?
I should be clinging to your leg. Please stay on the show, please.
Well, you know, that would make you a bit bipolar because I'm sure you'd be telling me to go to bed. You know, you'd be checking the favorites. But no,
is broken loose, and I'm not even telling you to go to sleep. I'm not telling you to say your vitamins and eat your prayers. I'm not doing any of that tonight. It's just all hell is broken loose.
I'm saying my vitamins. Have you been drinking?
Yes. No. I always say that.
Oh, well. I guess it really is pandemonium tonight, then. No, I just wanted to stop by and say how great you guys really are and that I'm always going to be supporting you. And please forgive me, Yawn, and that I am falling asleep tonight.
You should probably.
And that's through my own fault.
Well, thank you, Harry, for those kind words and for your, I'm going to say it's words of wisdom concerning Hicks. But we do appreciate you staying up late, even though I do yell at you to go to sleep because I don't know how you function the next day. But thank you for always bringing a very, very nice voice to Pandemonium.
To answer your question, too late a bottle's of Coke. But you're welcome, as always. You know, I always do it. I don't mind feeling tired the next day. Just on Wednesday, so, you know, and anyone else will have to, you know, get the checkbook out. But, yeah, for you guys, you know, it's no problem.
Thank you, Harry, and have a good week.
And you, Danny. And you, King David Lane.
Have a good week. Or I guess you're over there, you're ahead of us, so I guess this will have a good weekend. Your weekend starts tomorrow, right?
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's Wednesday. Thursday there, right? Thursday there, so.
Probably. I'll just take your word for it.
Well, thank you, Harry. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Nanny.
So it's 855-862-7234 to get in touch with the show. We were sponsored by NetCarrier. I'm going to let Rat Boy on the line. I believe I had... Now I'm breaking the rules of what goes on here. I texted King David Lane to see if he wanted to go into overtime, which I think we are going to because King hasn't had really too much to say on the show as of yet, and I would like to let him run wild. But Rat Boy, what's going on, kid?
Put it this way. You know, Bruce is going now. You know, everybody's going except for the original Rat Boy. I'm the original.
Nobody else is claiming to be a Rat Boy, so you don't have to call yourself the original. Nobody else would accept that title. Nobody wants to be associated with that at all, actually.
I'm the original VOC Wrestling Nation personality, me. I stand alone now. Everybody else is fresh and new.
I think you just devalued our brand all by yourself.
Yes.
That's right. Because everybody else is going, and I'm still here, and I'm still alive. Because Nanny's got all of them locked in the basement right now.
Who do I have locked in the basement?
You got everybody from the original VOC Wrestling Nation show except for me.
I do not want to lock you in my basement. You are safe forever, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy would lock himself in your basement.
Yeah, he would. And I can't deal with that. Rat Boy, you are safe forever, and I'm going to finish filling out this paperwork for that restraining order we discussed. And so this is going to be good times.
And there's one question that you pulled out earlier before the coma thing happened about the wrestlers. Everything's all fake. I was in the ring. It happened for real.
I don't really care. As far as what Kev said, I know that he was going back and forth on the issues. As far as the topic goes, me personally, I feel like if you don't want to know, you just don't go on the internet. And as part of what we do, I mean, we know pretty much everything that does go on, whether it's rumors or if it's real. I know a couple of my friends confide in me stuff that's going on. And I just kind of hold on to that for myself. But as far as that goes, I just feel like if you don't want to know, you can't have social media. You know, watch who you follow, watch what you do, watch the links you click, and just if you really don't want to know and you're going to get upset, you know, don't do that.
I want to say one thing right now, okay? If it happens, it's going to happen, all right? The Rock is going to lose against that Russian because they're going to get Kurt Angle to do everything.
King, what do you think about that, buddy?
I try not to think too much about anything that Rat Boy ever says. Because the best case scenario, you just wasted your time. The worst case scenario, you go crazy.
Yes.
Well, I think they're going to bring back Kurt Angle next. Just wait and see.
Actually, that part I think makes sense. I think Kurt Angle is the guy that they will have beat Rusev if he can get back in the ring. That would make perfect sense as far as from an Angle perspective, literally and figuratively.
All right, and another thing, I can't wait for that one match. Brock Lesnar versus the Bunny Mania. Yeah.
are you getting your tips from kayfabenews.com? Because I believe that's where that story came from.
No, I got it from someone else. But underneath that bunny is no other than it could be CM Punk.
Rat Boy, have you been drinking again?
Karma's going to listen back to this interview and say, what in the hell did I do?
I think if CM Punk was going to walk out on the WWE because he didn't like the direction that his character was going, I don't think he's going to walk back in wearing a Bundy suit.
You never know.
Yes, I do know. I know that's not happening. unless he decides to give up straight edge and he develops a really bad coke problem and he's desperate for money, that's the only way that would happen.
Hey, Nanny.
Yes.
Are you going to Queens, New York to go see Sting next month?
I will be at a big event. I will be at a big event with Coach Kev, and I will be on Saturday. There's another event, Warriors of Wrestling, on Staten Island, and I believe it's at Fun USA, and it has a great card. I'll be there as well.
All right, and on, I think, November 15th, I'll be at Jewish Collectibles Shinomania with Alberto Del Rio.
Very cool.
I can't wait to see him.
All right, so we're almost off the live show, but everybody could listen to the overtime. Download it on VOCNation.com after this. I think that we're pretty much going to sign off the air any second now. Rap Boy, any other thoughts before I let you go and I let King speak for a little bit?
Yeah, I just want to say, worldwide, VOC Nation, we're gonna take this to a higher level. I mean, real high.
If we go so any higher, I'm going to be absolutely exhausted from everything that we do.
Bruce is going there. Now we got a new boss. Now we can have a new boss, Brady Hicks. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for calling in, Rat Boy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. So everyone is now listening to the downloaded portion of the show. We are in overtime. King.
Did you just say the download portion of the podcast?
Yes, you have to download it.
Oh, download. Download and download are two different things.
No. We will call this the exclusive content because it sounds like we're doing something crazy, but we're really not doing anything crazy. It's just exclusive to the downloaded portion of the show.
So we're not calling it Pandemonium on the download?
No. How could Pandemonium be on the download? If you look up the definition, it's like utter chaos.
Well, you know, download means a couple things. So it could be like one of those alternative lifestyle editions of Pandemonium. You never know. I keep
true.
An open mind about these sort of things.
This is very true. Very true.
Besides, I'm a single man in my 30s. I have to keep my options open just in case, you know?
I don't like that whole in 30s thing.
Well, it's pretty much all downhill. Once you get past 29, that's it. You're just like struggling against the current at that point. It's all downhill. You can just hope. You just hope not to drown. That's the way it works.
So, King, I listened to the show earlier. I listened to Wrestling Nation. I had to turn it off at some point, but I didn't really hear that much from you today. And you were my co-host today, and I feel like I think that we should run a little bit wild in this little time that we have together.
Okay, well, I will share some things that I didn't get to squeeze in. Like I say, we were kind of packed because we had like four people on the board, and it's kind of hard to have a conversation with four people in this sort of venue, particularly when you're not all literally in the same room, because you know it's hard to know when to dip in and to dip out. So I tried to just, you know, instead of being a machine gun fire, I was just doing a little sniping here and there. I would work my way in. I figured I'd go for quality over quantity today. So, but I did have something I did want to share about, you know, for instance, they were talking about Bruce earlier, so I wanted to do a couple things about that. Bruce asked me about, you know, what was my favorite moment during his tenure with the show. I didn't really get into it. I would say my favorite individual moment while he was like main host on the show was I had a nice little feud going with Damar there for a while. So it was kind of an interesting thing. We went back and forth for weeks. So, you know, I think people who listen to the show might have figured we hated each other, but it was more along the lines of a frenemy situation, because I know how much you love that word, frenemies. So it was like it was a nice back and forth we had going. It was like some witty banter. You know, I would call in and I'd give him the business, maybe give me the business right back, and it was a good time half by all. You know, we weren't at the time, like I said, I literally was just a listener, so I didn't know Namar any way away from the show. I didn't know Bruce away from the show. That was pretty much the extent of my interaction with him. So it just worked out that way. We were going back and forth, and it ended up turning. We are pretty decent friends now, so it wasn't, you know, luckily it turned out, you know, for the good, not the bad. But that was one of the things I really liked about the early years before I became aboard the network. I'd say as far as what I liked, you know, once I became onto the network, I'd say the fact that Bruce has given me the opportunity to you know, host shows where there's been wrestlers on. Just like Bruce, I was a fan before anything else. I never even really considered the possibility of going into any kind of wrestling broadcasting. You know, I always thought, you know, like I said, I actually wanted to be a broadcaster when I was younger. I actually went to college for it. And I actually was a broadcaster before I even went to college. I actually worked for the gospel station, if you can believe that.
Oh,
I was actually a disc jockey on a gospel station before I even went to college. Like I said, I was 17. Literally, I had an internship with them my senior year. And the day after I graduated high school, before school was even officially out, I literally worked that day for the station and every day the rest of that summer until the Sunday before I went to college at a gospel station, you know, doing being a DJ and being a radio announcer or something. So, but it was good because I had actually been trying to get back into radio and broadcasting, and Bruce offered me the opportunity, like, unsolicited. I hadn't even told him anything about wanting to get involved. He just... when one of the people left the show, he's like, asked me, hey, I got an idea. How would you like to be involved with the network? I was like, sure. What did you have in mind? I figured he'd want to give me one of the late night shows or a weekend slot or something like that. And boom, next thing you know, he offered me the opportunity to be in the mothership with you and with Brady. So I just was happy to have the opportunity, and I never looked back from there. So those were two of my better experiences with the network. Like I said, one before I actually became involved with it, and the other after I actually did become involved with it. So it's actually led some pretty interesting places in my life. I don't usually talk about the stuff I do away from VOC, but, you know, I've kind of gotten a little bit more active doing some other stuff. I've actually started getting into improv, and I've actually, you know, met a lot of comedians, particularly, like I said, we talked about how I talked about hanging out with Marty DeRosa a couple times and stuff like that, but I've actually known a good amount of comedians over the last, I'd say, 4 to 6 months or so. So now there's like probably 30 or 40 comedians that I speak with on a fairly regular basis on Facebook and on Twitter. And I've actually been offered the opportunity a couple times in the last week to do some stand-up. So I'm probably going to be taking a couple of those guys up on that offer in the next, I'd say probably 4 to 6 months or so. I'll probably try to do it. Like I said, I actually got an improv show coming up on the 19th of October, so that'll be my first time on stage for public consumption. So I'm, you know, so it's been really interesting. Like I said, and I do have to give Bruce, you know, some of the credit for this, because like I said, he gave me the little push, because I just, when you want to do something, but you don't necessarily know how to do it, or you're having a hard time taking that first step into doing it, sometimes somebody just giving you that little opportunity, or giving you that little push in, hey, why don't you give this a shot? Sometimes that's just a little, when you're on the ledge in a positive manner, that's the little thing you need just to push you over the ledge to get you where you need to go. And Bruce definitely was that for me. So that's my little rant for, you know, how Bruce has affected my life and some memories of Bruce and how Bruce has, like, you know, just had an impact on my life in a lot of directions, particularly over the last year or so.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just kind of numb to the whole thing where he's quit the show numerous times. Like I joked, but it is true. It's like one of those funny truths is that he's quit more than I have. And, you know, that time I quit back in February, and everybody was just kind of, you know, Scott Hall even was saying, you lost your smile. He was tweeting, Muppets lost her smile. Nanny lost her smile. What's going on here? And, you know, sometimes you just got to walk away from something that you know you love, but you're losing the passion for, to get that back, or to try to not drive yourself so crazy. So I do understand Bruce's reasoning. Am I happy about it? No, I'm not. And, you know, we're going to have to take it easy for a little bit. A lot of questions, a lot of things.
You know what the best part of it was, though, about Bruce quitting today? He announced, you know, on Facebook, you know, that this was going to be his last show. So he comes on, he does the VOC Wrestling Nation and announced, okay, this is my last show. I'm not going to be doing anything else. So then they took the little poll and they were like, when do you think Bruce is going to be back? I've heard somebody say, you know, 2 weeks. I heard somebody say next Wednesday. Literally, he does his last show on the network, and it ends, And then he starts on the network, on the very next show on the network.
Yes.
So he literally was away for like an hour.
Yes. So that's kind of funny. And it's, you know, I guess nobody won that poll because P-O-L-L, by the way, P-O-L-L, that poll that, you know, they think next week they didn't realize, hey, he's going to be on in about not even an hour.
He was a real pole dancer there. Speaking of pole dancer, can you imagine Bruce working the pole, making his money that way?
That Philly club, what is that? The Philly club that Albert owes a lot of money to that he's not allowed
in. The gold club?
The gold club, Philly's gold club. It's been a full day for VOC, and I know it's been a full day for you because you were on Wrestling Nation before this. So as that was going on and you guys were on that show, you knew you had to come on this show. So I'm glad you saved some energy for that. And, it's been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of a day. The last 24 hours, I thought that I had everything organized. Nope. We tried. We definitely tried here. But, you know, I'm always appreciative of you, King, and for everyone else, of course, the listeners, and just everyone that is around or in VOC. Like I said, you know, before, VOC started from nothing, and it's one of the biggest wrestling networks worldwide, if not the biggest. And it's insane.
It's not just one of the biggest wrestling networks. It's one of the biggest sports entertainment networks because it has not only the wrestling, but it actually literally does have, you know, sports and entertainment on it. So it covers a lot of different things with some of the various shows and hosts we have. There's, you know, like I say, people like sports, there's that, there's the wrestling stuff, there's like, you know, entertainment stuff, there's conspiracy stuff. So there's all kinds of, there's a little something for everybody.
Yes. And, you know, special thanks to you and, of course, Coach Kev. And I know that we have to wrap this up, but before I do start wrapping this up, I wanted to thank Karma for coming on the show. That was a lot of fun. And to be honest, she is the first female talent to come on the show for an interview. So she was the third female to ever enter the Royal Rumble. She was the first African-American to be female to be in the Royal Rumble, and she was the first female, period, to be on Pandemonium. We never interviewed a female talent before.
So you're saying you're coming out of closet as not being female now?
Yes. No, I mean, as far as wrestlers go, as far as talent goes, she is the first female to come on the show. And it was very, very appropriate because she's one of my favorites. So as much as, you know, I'm kind of biased that she was the first female interview, it was definitely a pleasure to be on the show with her. It was definitely a lot of fun. And she, as you can hear, she kept it very, very, very real. So I just hope that, you know, she does go back to WWE or is at least a place where I can see her. I know Shine has the eye pay-per-view, so that's good, but I know that she's injured and she needs to have surgery. And we did tweet all the links, not tweet all the links, all the links for her stuff, including her Kickstarter, are now on the official Pandemonium page. It's vocnation.com/pandemonium in all caps, pandemonium.html. But Pandemonium's in all caps. I'm going to tweet the link later. Anything else that you would like to say before we wrap this up, King?
I was going to say, I was hoping that this would be Rat Boy's last show as well. So, you know, I wish Rat Boy the best in his future endeavors, you know, because I've always looked as Bruce and Rat Boy as a package deal. So if there's going to be no more Bruce, there gets to be no more Rat Boy. So I think this is like one of those situations where it's bittersweet, you know? There's no more Bruce, but there's also no more Rat Boy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what's going to happen. We never know what's going to happen in VOC. never know what's going to happen on VOC Nation. So that could be very, very, very possible. You never know. Or we just won't answer his call so that it makes it seem like he's gone.
No matter how it happens, all that matters is that it happens.
Well, also, to drop a kind of bombshell, will Pandemonium make it through this whole thing of Bruce leaving? Will that happen? Will I still be around? I had mentioned before that Brady and I do not get along, so his first order of business might be getting rid of this show.
I think what's going to happen is every week he's going to have, like, a different, you know, different, like, mercenary he's going to send out to beat the crap out of you. So he's going to be the authority of the network, and, you know, we're going to send out, you know, different people. Matter of fact, I think Karma might be the first person he sends after you. That would be a good matchup for to be the first person he sent out after you. You know, because you think you're on a good side now. You think that you're, you know, friends or at least have a cordial relationship. That would be a great time to do it for her to do a heel turn on you.
This is true. You never know. I'm trusting her now. You know, she's the Johnny Appleseed of good deeds. She's starting that Kickstarter, which is actually a brilliant idea of the whole, you know, see how far your good deed goes. So I'm actually going to donate to that myself when I can remember. I'm just so bad at stuff like this. And, you know, it's just, it's been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of a day. It's been a hell of a ride. Let's see if Pandemonium is one of the things that stays around. I might be gone. I might have decided, hey, you know, after we end this episode right here, that since Bruce is gone, I'm gone too. But I won't pull an Albert and do it on the show. I will do it formally. So if that does happen, it will be known beforehand. Plus, I don't have a montage of myself geared up.
A what tosh?
A montage. Remember how Albert played that montage of just, like, clips of himself?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that French word for three-way. Never mind.
No. Absolutely not. All right. So
if nothing else, there'll be a nanny puppet, and I will make sure your legacy continues even if you disappear.
Oh, no. That's, like, the scariest thought ever.
You'll be the new Mr. Rocco of the VOC Nation. Mr. Sockle.
Yeah, like a little Muppet. Like a whatnot. A whatnot that's from F.A.O. Schwartz. You can make your own Muppet.
Then eventually when I get sick of it, I'll give it to Rat Boy.
Oh, come on, don't give me to Rat Boy. That's terrible. That's a terrible thing. On that note, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Pandemonium today. We went into overtime. I apologize that the show was such a mess. It was like an organized mess, though. I have that covered in the show name, Pandemonium, which don't know if that will be much longer. We will see. But I wanted to thank King for filling in for Coach Kev. I wanted to thank Coach Kev for recording the interview with me on Monday from Damage 365 Studios. I wanted to thank Karma for coming on, and even though I kind of didn't sound like an emotional person, you know, I did take some of the things that she said to heart once I could listen to it, because, like I said, could not hear what she was saying during that interview, and I kind of just winged it, whatever that I did. And it was a fantastic time to have her on the show. I'd like to thank Bruce for the opportunity to be on VOC Nation to begin with. And I hope that he's going to come back. I mean, it's going to happen. We just don't know when. Can't take him seriously. And I'm kind of numb to the fact that he leaves. And we'll see. But, you know, I wanted to thank you, King. I wanted to thank Kev. I wanted to thank Karma. I wanted to thank Bruce. Anything else you would like to say, King?
Nope. I've pretty much said it all now. I feel like that I have imparted all the knowledge in the world that I can for now. Maybe I'll have that spaceship beam me back up now.
I hope not. But thank you, King, for filling in. I know it must have been rough for you today, especially given what happened on VOC Wrestling Nation. I know that that must have been a little bit of a taking a toll on everybody, and I wanted to thank you for filling in and for participating in the unorganized mess that is Pandemonium.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, King. And for King and for myself, hope you all have a happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, happy Friday, happy every day, positive vibes to everyone. Thank you for listening, and we will see you possibly next week. You might not see it at all. Anyway, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you next week on Wednesday, hopefully. So have a great week, everyone.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.